bug, that's my bad, okay? Even MCs make mistakes.
I'm sorry, guys. Okay, guys, good morning. Thank you so much for being here. Marco and Dimitri, thank you for inviting me. Have you ever heard of something called IBNU? Okay, that's logical because you have never listened to me speaking before. So IBNU is something that I created because I have been to many conferences, many summits, many workshops, and I was listening to many theoretical stuff, but I couldn't put it to work, right? So IBNU, interesting, but not useful, all right? So my promise to you the next 20 minutes is that you're going to take at least three things from me that you can actually put to work for your social media to start getting paid from content. I'm not gonna talk about algorithms, I'm not gonna talk about AI, I'm not your person for that. But content, I can speak. Why? Because I've done it. I'm from Greece. You know Greece, this shitty economic situation in the past a million years. Yeah, okay. And I mean, you would never think that a person that is from Greece and speaks about finance can make money from freaking YouTube. All right, the first year we made 200,000, the second year we made 400,000, and the past year, 2025, we made 4.5 million from freaking YouTube speaking about finance alone. Okay, so this is why the guys invited me here to speak, so that I can show you how we did it in Greece. Believe me, if we did it in Greece, you can do it anywhere. All right, okay. So, starting with this, let's draw. Do you have something to make a drawing? Okay, perfect. I need you with me because we're going to do four drawings to begin with, okay? 12 seconds, 3 seconds per drawing. Are you with me? Are we ready? If you don't have something to draw, you can draw on your mind. It's not going to be something so elaborate, believe me. Okay, I'm not that an elaborate person. So, I want you to draw a flower. One, two, three. I want you to draw a different flower. One, two, three. I want you to draw a house. One, two, three. I want you to draw a different house. One, two, three. And now I want to raise your hands. How many of you did this as your first flower? The second one was a tulip or a rose.
Good. Tulip.
And the second house was this one. Because this is the house we live in. Okay? All right. Why? Well, I mean, we are people from all around the world, from different countries, different upbringing, different financial situation, yet all of us did the fucking daisy as the first flower. I did this workshop with people from Vladivostok, and I was like, really, guys? Vladivostok daisy? It's like winter, like 10 months out of the 11. Why, guys? Marketing. I mean, marketing is a big part from the educational institutions all around the world. I definitely agree with you. Annoy? Andy. Annoy, okay, Andy. I agree with Andy, yes? Okay. Kindergarten, who said that? Yes, thank you. Okay, guys, when we are young, when we're 3, 4, 5 years old, maybe we play outside and we eat the flower and we like the taste and we go the next day and we draw a flower that is very nice and pink and yellow and we love the flowers. And then 2 or 3 days later, there is this white and green flower that gives you an itch, and you shake the flower and then they tell you, draw a flower, you draw something black and brown and you really hate the flowers that day. And then you go to the kindergarten. And they tell you, no. This what you draw is not a flower, this is a flower. Because we need to put you in a freaking box. Because if you're not in a box, how we can calculate how productive you are? How can we calculate what you're going to think about? How we can freaking calculate what are you going to do with your money? How are you going to make your money? And how you're going to become, you know, a place in the system. They put us in a box and they tell us that this is a flower and that this is a house. And again, I understand that the majority of the things I'm going to talk about is going to be not so convenient, okay? In order to make that much money from YouTube speaking about finance in a broken country, it takes a lot of cojones, all right? Yeah. So this is what I'm inviting you to do, to think that it's okay that we're in a box. We are all in a box. We live in a capitalistic world. We live in a patriarchy world. We have raised like that, women and men. Patriarchy is crushing all of us, not just females, the males out there as well. But I'm just asking you to take a step out and say, okay, this chick, maybe she knows what she's talking about. Or maybe she doesn't. I can try it for me, okay? So, how we did it? We started with a big pain, okay? And I know you have heard this before, but it's actually a reality. So, in the Greek educational system, we have never heard about things as inflation. Inflation is the invisible tax on our money. As long as our money sit in a bank and we don't do anything with them, they're just idle there, the banks make money from our money that are sitting there, and we make zero money and we also lose. Maybe if we have $1,000 in the bank, it will always be $1,000 there, but with this $1,000, if we buy 100 ice creams today, in 3 or 4 or 5 years, we will buy 50 ice creams or 60 ice creams. In case of Greece, 42, because this is the freaking inflation in Greece, yes? Even though we are in the fucking Eurozone. Imagine that. So the more money are left there, the more we lose money. And it was in that situation that I realized that the first thing that you need to do in order to make money from YouTube is to talk about something that is needed and not something that you want to talk about. I understand how this sounds. I understand that I tell you now, don't talk about what you want in social media. Talk about what your audience wants you to talk about in social media. And this cannot be a bigger truth. Because again, I'm telling you from my example. I have been creating content for 11 years, since the very beginning of YouTube. What I was talking about? Female entrepreneurship. And it's a fine subject, and I'm really passionate about. I want to see more women succeed out there, more women to break the glass ceilings, especially again in Greece, that I can talk about, that we have a huge paying gap still, that women are nowhere to be found in politics, nowhere to be found in CEO level positions, nowhere, like less than 10%, okay? Nobody cared. I was creating content, and I was creating content, and I was struggling, and I was paying from me, you know, from my pocket in order to make this content, and I could not monetize it. But I'm an economist. And then one day, out of the blue, when TikTok hit, and I was really bored, I was with my best friend, I just made a video about inflation. The video went viral. We're talking about 1 million views in the first 3 days and more than 20,000 followers. And then there were actual questions in the comments, guys. And I started making videos replying to the questions in the comments. The next video, 800,000. The next video, 1 million views. In Greece, we're 10 million. We're 10 million, all of us. Like, one-tenth of Greece actually saw a video about inflation because they understand that they're losing money, because they feel it in their everyday realities. We cannot even go to the supermarket like a proper human being and buy anything that we need. 10 minutes left, oh my God. Okay, so I started actually making content from what my audience was asking. Then I went, you know, viral in the finance sector, which is okay. I'm not a lifestyle, it's not about yachts and stuff. Also, I'm not that kind of person. I go camping, this is my favorite type of vacation. So I was staying true to myself. I was talking about something that my audience needed, but I didn't do it in a way that I'm a crypto bro and we're going to Dubai Habibi and we make money, make it rain. No, it doesn't work like that if you're not that person, right? And I'm not that person. So my advice to you is you have to talk about something that your audience actually wants to hear and wants to get educated from you, but you need to do it in your own way. Don't make sales there. I don't know if I say it correctly. We say it like that in Greece. You know, don't minimize yourself there on what you are, on the way that you're going to talk to your audience. So, after we did that, guys, we decided that finance is actually a lucrative market. And then we started to sell what we have created. But I wouldn't go out there and just sell me, because it takes too much effort. This is the second thing I want you to take from me. Make collaborations, but true collaborations. I mean, maybe there are 5 or 10 business coaches in the audience, yes? Instead of you going out there and just sell yourself, create a company. You can create a company alone and then bring another 10 business coaches. And when you go to, I don't know, Deloitte and try to make a sale, say to Deloitte, you can make a video with me, but you can also make a video with Andy, you can make a video with Marcos and with Dimitris, right? There is a higher chance that the effort you put towards that sale will actually give you money back. Maybe not for you and for your channels, but for the channels that you actually run and to the people that you actually bring money. This is what we did. We actually collected all the business creators in Greece and in Cyprus, because they also speak Greek, and we started selling them to companies worldwide, to financial companies, not just in Europe, not just in Greece, worldwide. Companies that wanted to penetrate the Greek country. And this is the third thing that I want you to take from me. It's okay to want to sell worldwide. You need to start from somewhere that it has a small niche. You need to do that, guys. And you need to offer a very specific thing. In the beginning, we didn't go to actually sell anything else than a YouTube video. I was posting on Instagram. I was posting Instagram Reels. I was posting Instagram Stories. I have a newsletter. I have podcasts. I have a next live. We were not selling this. We need to keep, when we sell content on social media, very strict and very small what we offer in the beginning. Because this is what will give us a higher chance for a person that is going to read our email, that doesn't know most likely social media, will understand what they're buying. If you start telling them, yeah, you can make an Instagram story with me, but we can also put it on Instagram, on TikTok stories, and then we can also put it on our Facebook page, you've lost them. You need to be very clear and very practical on what you sell so that people can actually buy it. So, guys, three things. You need to speak about you need to speak with your own words about something that your audience wants to hear. Don't sell just yourself, sell a whole bunch of people that you can actually make money from, and you can send them money so they love you, and it's a freaking win-win-win for everybody. It's a win for you that you make the sale, it's a win for the company because they don't just need to go out and find every creator on their own, they can just be with you, speak with you, and it's easier to make the sale. And the third thing is that you need to wrap everything up in a very simple and simplistic way for the person across the email to understand. Because the majority of people we work with, especially in the finance sector, are guys in their 50s. If I was trying to explain to them why I'm going to do a TikTok story, they would be like, yeah, TikTok, isn't this for dancing? I was like, no, dude. I went viral because of TikTok, because people there, they want to see the dances, of course. I go there and I do ASMR for another, like, for 20 minutes every night before I go to sleep. I listen to this girl do... Yeah, it relaxes me. But at the same time, yes, I mean, guilty. Obviously, I use TikTok for that. But at the same time, when I see somebody talks about inflation, about taxes, about how I can save money if I create a business account in that bank, I will also see that. It doesn't matter if it's 2 o'clock in the night. I will have it, I will save it. Next morning, I will call the bank and say, hey, can I save 3% when I do a business account with you? Let's do it. 3% is a big money. Okay. And the last, the fourth thing that I want you to take from me, how much time do I have? 5 minutes. Okay, perfect. I have more things to tell you, but I'm going to give you two more things and then I can open for questions. If you don't have questions, and I covered everything because I'm very good. I can keep speaking. I mean, come on, I'm Greek. Okay, so the fourth thing, guys, something that I call incremental sales. This is what brings 30%. Do you understand? 30% of our revenues is coming from incremental sales. And 30% from 4.5 million is a lot of money. Okay? You go and you sell something. And it's very simple. So you go and you sell one YouTube video about Freedom 24 platform from Ioana Fo, and one YouTube video from Andy about Freedom 24, okay? It costs 1,000 and 2,000 euros. There that you have made the sale and people understand you, they say, you say, okay guys, do you want to add another 150 euros to also send a newsletter? That's it. Incremental sales. You already have the sale, you get $150 more before they see any results, because maybe the results don't come. Huh? You don't want to wait after the results. You take the extra 150 and then you try to struggle and strive and hustle for the results. But take the 150, incremental sales. And the majority of the time, people give us the extra 150. When they spend 3,000, it's okay for them to just raise the budget 150 euros. That's it. Okay? And do you know how investments work? Because deep down, I'm a finance girl, so I do investing. I did crypto investment back in 2017. This went good because I didn't invest in any shit coins. I just invested in Bitcoin and Ethereum because I'm also that boring even on my investment strategy. But hey, if it works, it works. But if you invest in S&P 500, if you invest in American economy, 3 minutes left, okay, it takes 3-4 years before you actually start to see some results, yes? Because with a 10% per year return, if you invest 1,000 euros the first year, it will be 1,100, okay? It takes time. In that moment, you need to remember of a tanker, okay? You know what a tanker is, yes? A big ship that actually carries oil. Well, not so much now because of the situation. But generally, this is what tankers do, yes? When the world politics are not fucking assholes. But we are in a tanker, okay? And we are the captain. We stand in there in front. And we say, okay, now we need to turn to the left. So we make the adjustments and we turn the wheel and then we turn back. Did the tanker turn? No, of course not. It's a freaking tanker. But give it 30 minutes. Give it 45 minutes. When you look back, the tanker started to turn left where you want it to go, right? So everything that you do, you're going to start making all the things that we talked about, yes? And in the first month, we'll be like, oh, zero sales. Thank you, Ioana Fo. Good job. Take some time. Think of the tanker, okay? That's all, okay.
Calimera.
Calimera.
Thank you for
hearing. I can hear you, but not through the microphone.
Hello, thank you for this wonderful presentation. I just want to ask you, can you give the specific thing, how did you cater the financial services to the content that you started making as an example, like that switch for the what they want to hear?
Okay, again, I just did it by accident and I realized that this is what I should have done from the beginning, guys. I was talking about female entrepreneurship and then one afternoon that I was very bored, I took a lip sync voiceover from a very, very viral person in Greece, Katsafadou, you know her, Marcos, and I just spoke about inflation in a fun way, and then the video exploded. So what is my suggestion is, guys, if you cannot monetize your content as of today, just try as many different things as you can. The more things you try, the more your audience will actually tell you what they want. And if one thing, one video goes viral, don't try anymore. Do this as long as you can grow, and then you can start doing more things, and then you can start learning more things. I mean, I'm not just doing the same videos replying to comments that I did 5 years ago, but for the first 2 years, I was like that. I was a soldier. That I'm not a soldier because I hate the army and you know, I'm an anarchist. But you know, I was there, I was freaking dedicated. Every comment I was reading, I was like, okay, I'm gonna reply to you as well. And in the first 6 months, I wasn't even making money. But after the first 6 months, we started making money, guys, that's it. Of course, 2 years later, we started actually doing more content and different content, different ideas. Some really didn't work, some worked, yeah, some went also viral. This is, it's trial and error, but do it fast. I mean, if you have done 10 videos of you being a talking head and speaking about one specific thing and it didn't work, okay, keep the format, you being a talking head. I mean, this is what I do. I'm just a talking head speaking about finance all the time and, you know, busting the Greeks' asses to, you know, save and invest. That's it. But yeah, use the same format, but speak about something different. Don't make the mistake that I did and I lost like 11 years of content. Yeah. Uh-oh, the AI guy. Oh,
don't worry, it won't be a hard question, but thank you so much for your presentation, it was wonderful. One of the questions I have is, in your experience, what is the most effective type of story, genre of story to tell when you are producing content?
Okay, I was afraid that you will tell me, aren't you afraid that AI will take your job? Well, actually, I am very afraid of that, but let's make a lot of money until then. We have 2-3 more years, I don't know. Then we can retire to Vietnam, it's nice.
Excellent.
Okay, I really cannot answer that, however, I'm sorry, but I cannot answer your question. Because I talk about money, people want to hear about money, so it's easier for me, right? Because when I tell them, guys, do this and you will save $100, at the end of the year you have 1,200, you know, it's easy.
Yeah, so you actually did answer my question. It's the type of story is about making money.
Okay, yes. The type of stories that my audience at least connects with the most, and this is what I sell the most.
Yeah.
For example, right now I sell my YouTube video €2,550 for one video, but when it's a video talking about me, something that I did, a personal story, and I also show my numbers, guys, this is the other thing. So, when there is a video about me, I charge it around €10,000 because I talk about my story, how I did it, where I started, I show the numbers, I show my bank account. Generally, because Greece is trying to be very transparent because politics and a lot of, you know, black money going around, now we are obliged to actually show our numbers live. So, for example, the fact that my company actually made 4.5 million is not something that I tell you, it's something that you can actually go to Yemi, to the Greek site, and actually see it for yourselves. And all Greeks know the money that each other make right now. So we know what each company makes, unless it's a very small company, so that they don't make more than 30,000 euros a month. These people are not obliged to actually put their finances up. So every time I speak about something that I did, somewhere that I lost money, somewhere that I lost money or somewhere that I made money and I show how I did it, these are the videos that connect the most with the audience. Okay. Thanks so much.
Raise your hand, guys, if you love her.